This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. No blue skies here. Hopefully it will be really, really cloudy. And hopefully we'll get some good soaking rains today. Too bad it has to come on a Sunday, but at this point we shall take it. We're down a little over 4 inches of rainfall this year so far, and my lawn looks like a brown paper bag. Just that dry. Some of my trees and the area looking at them, and the leaves are a little bit curled. And some of the weaker trees you can see on the side of the roads are beginning to have some yellow foliage that's beginning to drop. So we need some good soaking rain real, real soon here. And maybe today, the day has arrived. So it's too bad to spoil a Sunday. No golf, no beach today, unless you get there right now. It hasn't started yet, but be a good day to work inside and make your planter back for your yard. And that's something that is always helpful. Take a walk around the house every now and then, and with a pad of paper, pencil, and make a list of things that you need to do as far as adjusting the lawnmower blade. And that's something that should be done right now, even if you have to mow the grass. We're so dry here in southern Maine, I have mowed my lawn 3 times all year. And I probably won't have to do it again unless we get a good soaking rain. But that's okay. Keep the gardens watered, and they'll be happy, and so will you. This time of the year, if any of you have a lot of cutting annuals, just keep cutting bouquets every single week. The one thing you have to remember about an annual cutting garden, or even if you've got some great perennials that would be nice for cutting, the goal of a plant is to make seed for the future. And the more you cut, the harder your plants are going to need to work to make new flowers. And when the other thing is to deadhead. And once a week, you should go and take a look where your flowers are planted. And any dead flowers that are on a plant, bring a pair of pruners or scissors with you and remove the faded flowers. It really helps to stimulate new growth, because once that flower stalk has made seed, then the plant doesn't have to work as hard. So the more you clean your plants, the more you deadhead, the harder your plants have to work, the bigger they're going to be, the more flowers they'll have. So just get out there, clean up that plant, make it look beautiful. And your gardens will look fantastic. The other thing that you can be cutting, if you have any of the hydrangeas, the white hydrangeas, the Annabelle, which is the original ball hydrangea. They call it a smooth hydrangea. This is a great plant for cutting. A lot better than the blue. The blue, you've got to be careful. You've got to cut it early in the morning. You have to remove quite a bit of the foliage and put it in water right off the bat so that it doesn't wilt. The white one, you can get out there and selectively prune the flowering stems that you want. Remove part of the foliage. Put them in a deep vase with plenty of water in it, and they'll bloom indoors for a couple of weeks. So don't let all of your neighbors enjoy the color. Cut some of your white, smooth hydrangeas, the Annabelle, and all of the new hybrids that have been developed from it, and that way you can bring that color inside. Rose is the same thing. Cut some of those roses, bring them into the home, and enjoy them. And when your rose flowers go by, you need to remove the faded flowers. Now, don't cut just below the bloom. You want to look at the leaf just below the flower on your roses, and you'll notice that it's in three pieces. The leaf that's going to be below it will be in five. The next one is in five, and then eventually it will get the seven leaflets that make up that single leaf. And you want to make your cut just above the second set of five. If you can do that, and you can feed your roses on a monthly basis, they will be in bloom within 3 weeks. So keep pruning back your roses. If you just cut off the flower bud, and you're going to notice that that stem just stays like a stem because it's gone blind. You remove the faded flower. There's nothing there to promote new growth, and that branch just sits there. So you need to do the pruning just above the second set of five leaflets. And you do that in 3 weeks, that branch will have a brand new flower or more. So continuously clean them. Roses like 3 to 5 gallons of water per week per plant. So if you're limited on what you're going to water, give it to the roses rather than giving it to the lawn. The lawn can survive, but your roses can't. So clean them and always be aware, especially if you water at night. And that's a no-no in gardening. If you water your roses at night and the foliage gets wet, you're running the risk of creating disease problems in your garden. Try and water first thing in the morning. So what you do at the end of the day, before you come in and cook your meals, set up the hose. Or after you've eaten, go outside, get your sprinklers in position. And that way in the morning when you get up, you turn it on and away it goes. Or buy yourself an inexpensive timer that you can program that will start all by itself, and you can make it start at 5 o'clock in the morning when everybody's asleep. Let it run for a half an hour to an hour, and when you finally get up, the watering is all done. Now, the way to determine how much water you need, and every house is going to be different. If you're on town water and you're close to town, you're going to get more water than if you're further away from the center of town because the pressure won't be as good. If you have a well, your pressure should be pretty even, but try and do it early in the morning, especially if you're on town or city water, because at 7 o'clock, Monday through Friday, Everybody's up early to leave to go to work. So everybody's up between 6 and 8 o'clock, taking a shower, maybe doing a load of dishes or a load of laundry, and then heading out to work or school, and your water pressure comes down. So that will determine how much water your sprinkler is going to provide. And what I always tell people to do is those Pyrex dishes that you put Jell-O or pudding in. If you have like tuna fish, save the tuna cans, or a cat or a dog in the little shallow containers that the food comes in. Put those in the area where you're going to be irrigating, and set your sprinkler for a half an hour and see how much water will accumulate in that container, whether it's a Pyrex dish or empty cans of tuna fish or cat food. And that way you'll know how much water is being applied to the garden in that half hour. You may need to step it up to a full hour instead of a half. But you need, for the best vegetable flower garden, you need 1 inch of water per week. And if you can put it down in a two-day period, for example, Sunday, and then again on Thursday, maybe Friday. But two times, a half an inch of water, and you'll have the best tasting and looking vegetables on the block. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This time of the year, we have to keep picking those vegetables and make sure that the ground stays fairly uniform with moisture. If you're relying on Mother Nature and you're living in an area like I do in southern Maine where it's dry, your plants will be smaller, they won't be as productive, and certain plants will be affected by the drying out of your soil. For example, tomatoes, if they don't get the amount of water that they need, the fruit will be smaller, but when they get ready to ripen on the very top of the tomato, you're going to notice that as it turns red, the very top, maybe a quarter, will have a creamy yellow-green color, like a big callus on top of the tomato. And that's because it just didn't get enough water. And the other thing that will begin to happen is a little bit of cracking and circular lines on the top of your tomato. Now, if your plants are under stress right now and we get a good soaking rain and your plants are really trying their best to get moisture out of the ground and we get a lot, they're going to continue to really suck on the ground to get that moisture into the plant. And all of a sudden, there'll be an overabundance of water, and you could actually get some deep cracking develop on the top of the tomato itself. It's nothing that you've done wrong. It's just that the garden wasn't getting enough moisture, and the plant was under stress trying to pull as much moisture out of the ground, and then all of a sudden we get a heavy, heavy rain. The fruit itself now fills with as much water as it can and beyond, And then all of a sudden, because it's got too much water in it, it will crack. It will almost like explode. But it doesn't blow up. It just, it expands to a point where it will crack on the top. So if you see that happen, pick that fruit, throw it in the compost pile, and just water more evenly, if at all possible. But that's one of the things that will happen. The other thing that may happen, especially if you have summer squash and zucchini squash, and any of the other minor squashes that look the same shape and size, because of the dryness, you may end up with a little bit of a problem called blossom end rot. And because of the stress in the soil, the very end of your squash, where a little yellow flower appears, is going to start to shrivel. And it will look like the end of a chewed up cigar. And once you see that happen, again, pick off the fruit, throw it away. It is not going to recover at all. But again, get that water in your garden to eliminate a lot of these problems. And you'll have much, much better luck to it. But, you know, just a few things that you need to do. You got to remember, we're starting August in about a week. And if the last time you fed your garden was the beginning of July, and you use a man-made fertilizer like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, you need to reapply it. Because anything that's non-organic is old school. And it basically lasts 30 days in your yard. If you're using something organic, like the Espoma Garden Tone or Flower Tone, then that should be applied every couple of months. And even well into September on your perennials and in the vegetable garden around roses. Roses, on the other hand, by September 1st, no food. No food during September, because you want that plant to prepare for the winter. And you're making the growing conditions tough, which makes the stems thicker, makes the bark on the plant thicker. Now they survive the winter. So think about it.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky.
Keep us in prayers. We're going to need it.
The woman who loses 9 family members when the duck boat they are on sinks in Missouri speaks out.
She says, above you are your life jacket. There's 3 sizes. He said, I'm going to show you where they are. What you want me to do.
Tia Coleman at a news conference in Branson, Missouri, telling reporters the boat captain at Table Rock Lake tells them they won't be needing life jackets, but a violent storm hits, the boat fills with water, turns over, and sinks.
Since I've had a home, it's always been filled. It's always been filled with little feet and laughter. And my husband.
Tia, not sure how she survived as waves come over her head. She says it's a miracle, but doesn't know how she will go on without her family.
I don't know. I'm going to do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you're beginning to notice the Japanese beetles, they seem to be a little bit slower than in the past. Maybe that's because it's been so dry, but I'm not seeing the number of Japanese beetles so far. Maybe after a good soaking rain that they've been promising us for a week, we'll be here, moisten that ground, and the beetles will come out. Then just get ready for them, because every beetle that has a chance to go through its entire life cycle can produce over 100 eggs that they will deposit in your vegetable garden, in your flower garden, and in the middle of your lawn. And they're not going to lay the eggs where you have clover. They're not going to lay the eggs where you have chickweed. They won't put it near dandelions. They're looking for the best lawn in town, or the best section in your lawn. And it's got to be in the sun. So if you've got a nice shady yard, don't worry about the Japanese beetles. But if you've got a nice sunny lawn, a lawn that you've worked very hard to bring it up to where it is today, where it almost looks like sod, then you've got to be aware that that's where the Japanese beetles are looking to create their families. If you've got a few weeds here and there, not quite the risk as a perfect lawn. And if that's the situation, and you've had problems with Japanese beetles in the past, just be aware that they're going to be arriving shortly. Normally they're here around the 4th of July. They're later this year by a couple of weeks, maybe a little bit more. But they will eventually arrive, and then you need to start to do things about it. natural alternative. It's got some great organic Japanese beetle grub killers for your lawn. The only company that has anything like this now that is totally organic. And then you've got to start treating your vegetable garden and your flowers, and especially roses, because that's what the beetles look for. Now, the Japanese beetle traps, it's not something that you want to purchase unless you want to put it at the end of your property. You have to consider what a Japanese beetle trap is. And what you need to do is be aware how the wind normally blows on your property. Because the way the trap works is this. Japanese beetles, their favorite color is yellow. And that's why they make the trap yellow in color. And if your home is yellow, you could have a perfect place for the Japanese beetles to go. If you have yellow patio furniture, they're going to go where the furniture is. They put a sex lure on it that mimics the scent of a female getting ready to mate. And then they put a floral scent of their favorite flower, the rose bush. So you've got three big plus factors that will attract the beetles. So if you put that trap right in the middle of your garden, that's where they're going to go. Figure out how the wind blows. And if the wind blows from north to south, then you want to put it on the southern side of your garden. If you put it on the north and the wind blows, it's going to spread that scent, the floral lure and the sex lure, throughout your yard, attracting them in your garden. So put it on the opposite end where the wind exits. And that way you'll have less of a problem. Okay? Nathan just told me we have our first caller. Nathan, are we ready to garden?
I'm in.
Okay. Let's start digging. Who do we have up first?
Mike in Stowe, Mass.
Mike from Stowe, Massachusetts. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Great. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I've had high bush blueberries planted for at least 25, close to 30 years.
Yep.
I know how to thin them out. I've gone online and actually got to a UMass article on how to do it correctly. But they're still, they can be upwards of 7 feet tall.
Oh yeah,
and they're getting to the point where they're too much for me, and they're quite frankly they're not producing at the level that they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in great shape. So what I'm torn with is, do I rip them out, start all over? Do I trim them back down to like 3 feet? And I just wanted your opinion on what you think is the best way to move forward.
Okay, I wouldn't rip them out and start over, because then you're going to end up with a 18-inch tall plant, and by the time it gets up to 4 or 5 feet, you will have wasted quite a bit of time. Your best bet is to prune it back pretty hard.
Okay.
over a 3-year period. So
okay.
To make it easy, let's say we've got 10 stems coming out of the trunk of that plant.
Mm-hmm.
This year, take 3 of the 10 branches and try and make a mental note. Well, these are the 3 least productive branches, and cut that down to like 4 feet.
Okay.
And then next year, take 3 more and cut them down to 4 feet. And then the following year, take the other 4 off, and now you've pruned the plant back, except that the first year, when you cut it down to 4 feet, it made 6 inches of new growth. The following year, mm-hmm. It made 6 inches, and so that plant that was 7-8 feet tall and is way out of control for maintenance, for spraying and for picking, You've gone from 6, 7, 8 foot tall plant, you bring it down to 4, and the following year you're going to get that 6 inches, and it's going to start to fill in. It'll produce a lot of new growth, and as long as you fertilize it during that pruning, spring and fall, then you're going to be in really good shape. And then in the springtime, when the new growth starts, if you see that we're not getting the rain during May and June, put that sprinkler on there or just soak the ground around the plant really heavy, and it will fill right back. The other thing that helps blueberries, especially the big tall ones, is make sure that you have a ring of mulch. If it's in your garden, then you can just put down pine needles. You can put down straw. But there should be a 1-inch layer of organic matter on top of the ground. And that helps to prevent moisture loss by the sun. And that way you get bigger berries that have a lot more moisture in them. And it really improves the overall taste of your plant.
Okay.
Okay. And
what's the best fertilizer, Paul? And pruning, I've been pruning in like February. Can you tell me the best time to prune?
February is when all of your commercial orchards prune. If February is stormy, then you can do it in March, and just watch the weather. And normally in the Northeast, New England, New York, Pennsylvania, the stormiest month is normally February. So wait until March, get out there, prune it back, and then you'll be ready to go. The best fertilizer. Now, blueberries are very unique, and out of all of your garden plants, if you figure rhubarb and strawberries and blackberries and tomatoes, they all want a general purpose fertilizer, but blueberries prefer an acidic soil. So, knowing that, you purchase Holytone and you feed your blueberries with Holytone fertilizer in March when you're out there pruning, and then again in early September, and that plant will seal over all of the pruning angles that you've made on that plant by feeding it in the spring. By feeding it in early September, it helps the plant to make more flower buds for the following spring.
Great. Thank you very much, Paul.
I thank you. Oh, there is one more thing. If your soils are sandy, then get some soil moist granules, and that will help to retain moisture. And I went to a big pick-your-own blueberry stand. They're not quite ready here to pick. And they had irrigation, and I hadn't seen it before, so I stopped by and said hello. And I was telling him, I said, I know your soils here are very sandy, because they're not that far from my house. And I said, there's a product called Soil Moist. And he said, I know. I've already put it in. And he was buying it in 50-pound bags. And he had a crew of men and women that were working for him. And the men went down the row with these 6-foot-tall crowbars, and they would punch 4 or 5 holes around the blueberries. And then the woman came back, and they were putting a tablespoon into each hole, filling the holes with the soil around them. And he said he did this last year, and he can't believe the difference in the size of the blueberries from last year to this year, because now they can hold all of that moisture. They're not fighting for it. So if you can do those things, you're going to see that your blueberries are going to be much, much better.
I listen to you every week, so I planted new hydrangeas down my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, it's too far for me to water way down there.
Yep.
I put the saw moist on those hydrangeas.
Right.
They look the best they've ever looked.
It's a great product, that soil moist. And what's nice, you don't have to do it every year. It will stay active in the ground for 3 to 5 years. If your soil is really, really sandy, you should be able to get a minimum of 3 years, but usually around 4. If you have a lot of clay in your soil or a lot of stone, then it won't last quite as long. But an average soil, every 3 or 4 years, you just add it again, and those hydrangeas will get massive. And the flowers will get bigger, and they'll bloom longer on the plant because it will retain the moisture, especially during the heat of July and August. So it's not just for babies' diapers anymore. It's to make your garden stay nice and healthy. Hey, Mike, you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for the call. Bye-bye now. And if you need some help, we have open lines, 855-660-4261. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are here to help you work in the garden. The forecast is for rain. I don't know where it is. We're supposed to start by now. We haven't got it. I'm sure it's coming. So if you need some help, give us a call. Nathan, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have up next that needs some help with their garden?
Neil in Maine.
Neil, good morning. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, Paul. Good morning.
Hi.
I had a quick question. I noticed yesterday we have several roses of Sharon planted, and they're still relatively small. You know, they've only been in the ground about a year, but they're doing really well.
Yeah.
But I did notice on a couple of the plants on the leaves that there were some holes, and I noticed a couple of beetles on the leaves, so I kind of shoot them off. But I'm just wondering, is there anything we should apply to prevent that, or is that something we should be concerned about?
Well, I mean, if there's only a couple here and there, but normally when beetles arrive, they arrive by the handful and then some. So just keep an eye on it, and if you start to see that their numbers are growing, and I think after we get a good soaking rain, you're going to see a lot more beetles come out of the ground just because it's been so dry. And you've got a choice of two things that work very well. You have something called Garden 8, E-I-G-H-T. And it comes in a ready-to-use sprayer, so you just attach the bottle directly to the hose, turn on the water, and soak all of your shrubs that the beetles are going after. You can also use 8 in the annual garden, the perennial garden, and your vegetable garden. And if you want to go organic, then you can use a product called Captain Jack. And Captain Jack is a natural product from the Caribbean, and it was developed from the sediment in a rum barrel. And it works very, very well. And both 8 or Captain Jack will take care of the Japanese beetles. It will take care of the Colorado potato beetle. It will also take care of that big green worm that will be on tomato plants. So it takes care of anything to choose. So man-made, it's 8. Organic, it's Captain Jack. They're both manufactured from Bonide Lawn and Garden, and they both have the built-in sprayer. So you use what you want, you turn it off, and that way you never have leftover products in a garden sprayer, so there's no waste. And wait until, you know, you're seeing that the rainy, drizzly weather is over, then apply it, and it works that quick. It was just taken right out.
Okay, that's great. I appreciate it, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much, and let's hope we get some rain, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Vincent in New Hampshire.
Vincent, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
I have two questions for you. First of all, you're probably going to think I'm crazy, but I had a Sun Sprite rose. It was yellow.
Yes.
And for a couple of years, it didn't produce. Then all of a sudden, it produced pink flowers. Did you ever hear of such a...
Yeah, what it is, all of your roses are grafted. And if you lived in California, if you lived in Texas, where they have a nice mild climate all year, then they can take that particular rose and they can grow it on its own roots. But to take that rose and send it to New England, they can't use the same roots that the plant grew from because the root system is not winter hardy in a cold climate. So what they do is they will take specific roses and they'll grow them in their field, and they'll grow that root system with the plant for a good year, and then in the spring of the second year, cut it right down to an inch from the ground, and then split the stem, put little pieces of the rose that you purchase, and they're wrapped with wax and a rubber band. It's called grafting, and that way the rose that you want is the color that you want. Yours died back, and the roots are blooming.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.